to ASAR Training and Response Podcast. This is episode 29, where we talk with David Hughes from Shield Cleansers about how we will be using Shield in the field.
Welcome back, everybody, to the ASAR Training and Response Podcast. We're excited to be here today to do some new partnership announcements. With me, as always, is co-host Carla Lewis. How are you today?
I am doing great. Looking forward to our podcast today. It's going to be a little bit different than some of our other podcasts have been. We're heading back to the ASAR side of things, and we're going to be talking about being out in the field and some of the things that we use and need in the field, and that is a good disinfectant, right? I think everybody knows that we have to decon all of our equipment and everything that we wear and use in our boats when we're out in the field. And we're really thinking we're going to have a busy disaster season this year. Reports for possible hurricane activity has been really high. And when we're in those flood zones, we need something to disinfect all of our stuff. You know, Eric, a few months ago, you came to me and you said, hey, this product is something that I'm really looking at. Maybe you could tell us what it is that you found and how we're going to be using that in the field.
Yeah, you know, traditionally, we just like to rub dirt on open wounds and clean our crates with maple syrup so the pets will go in them faster. No, I jest. And you guys know that we're not like that. But what we do strive to do is we try to, you know, provide as much safety for our responders and our animals and our owners as we go along in our disaster response. And as we continue to explore partnerships and expand our reach across the country with our corporate partners, along with our non-governmental and governmental partners, is we are proud to announce a new program here with ASAR in partnership with Shield Cleansers. And it's called Shield in the Field, and it's to focus on Shield Cleanser products. And with us today is General Manager of Shield Cleansers, David Hughes. And David, welcome to the podcast, and tell us a little bit about what Shield, the cleanser product is.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time. So to dive into it, Shield Cleansers is made with a product that is called HOCL, hypochlorous acid. Hypochlorous acid is found in white blood cells of every mammal on the planet. It's how when you or an animal gets a cut, a rash, any kind of a wound, disease, things like that, your body and your animals' bodies heal, your bodies and animals' bodies flood those areas with white blood cells filled with hypochlorous acid to naturally heal from the inside. I have the product in a bottle to help heal from the outside. It actually helps accelerate the healing of wounds, hot spots, a very large spectrum of things. And I have it from a wound spray all the way up to a disinfectant at 500 parts per million. And for the animal side of things, just a couple of things that the disinfectant helps to kill: parvo, kennel cough or bordetella, distemper, equine herpes, and the list just goes on and on, all mold, all fungus, things of that nature. For the human side of things, you know, when you're talking about disinfecting equipment and things like that, of course it kills mold and fungus, but C. diff, E. coli, NDM1, CRE, Listeria, MRSA, Salmonella, staph infection, TB, and the list just goes on and on. Kills the human coronavirus, kills all the SARS viruses where COVID-19 comes from. And so we have these product lines in a bottle to help heal.
David, we could go on and on with what the disinfectant will actually kill. And one of the things that really impressed me is, as we've done the research on it and looked at your research that's out there, is compared to other products. And again, folks, we are not telling you to stop using a product. We are telling you that there is a product out there that may be better for you, definitely safer for you and the animals that you treat. And whether you are a veterinarian in a vet hospital, whether you are an ASAR team, whether you are an animal shelter, whether you are an equine professional, this applies across the board commercially, privately, in every animal industry. And to give you some sort of example, you know, when we talk about your eye and ear wash, is that we may be using that in our animal decon processes to prep animals before they go into the wash systems. Your wound care is self-explanatory, and we get a lot of animals that have open wounds in flood environments. And of course, flood is such a toxic water. Try to flush those out without causing more damage to the wound. And I'm just going to use a general product of hydrogen peroxide, where if you put hydrogen peroxide directly on a wound, you're basically cooking that skin off. We don't have anything like that using a Shield product. Here recently, you had a horse rescue, David, that is treating a very unusual new disease. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with that disease, what it's called, and how they're treating things?
Yeah, that disease is called pythiosis. And when I initially went to the horse rescue, they had one of six horses in the United States that had developed this disease. It is it's a disease that basically eats the outer area of their stomach lining and in their chest area, all the way down to the bottom of their bellies. And it literally is eating that skin away. Up until this horse that they started treating with my product, my equine wound spray, all of the other horses had died. This horse, since they've been using my spray since December, is still alive and the wound is almost healed completely.
Yeah, and we hope to actually get pictures from that. The testimonials that come in from animal owners that are using this on their pets, and of course, pets in our industry are family. And so to have that confidence in your product to put anything on a pet and then to turn around and say, this was amazing, and give the time to give a testimonial has really been impressive. And you'll start to see on ASAR social media some of those testimonials, so you can kind of see the product in use. And then, of course, as you follow us during disasters this year, we'll have the full line of Shield products out with us. You can, you know, see us treat things, watch us do equipment, and see how it applies to you. And then, of course, as we dig into to our industry partners and share out this amazing product line, it's going to apply again to, you know, we're talking about the equine products, you know, whether you're rodeo, whether you're hunter jumper, whether you're an equine professional in another sport with your animal, or whether you just have horses at home that need treatment. You're talking about, you can use this to disinfect stalls. You can use this to help with coats. David, you told me a metric about this was a race safe product. Can you kind of talk about how this applies to the horse racing industry?
Yeah. So in the horse racing industry, if an animal gets, you know, some kind of a blemish on the outside of its body, there are very, very few things that they can actually put on that issue prior to a race, because they'll test positive after the race for chemicals. Our product is not a chemical per se. It is already in that animal's body. So they can use my wound spray to help accelerate the healing and kill any viruses that are on the outside of that animal prior to the race. And they will not test hot for anything. It's, again, all natural and already in its body. So there are no issues with that.
Carla, I'm bringing this one to you because you have a lot of experience setting up emergency animal shelters, dealing with volunteers. Talk to me about what you consider as a team lead when you have a just-in-time volunteer that needs to clean a cage and you have a product that may be caustic, maybe actually toxic if mixed inappropriately or mixed with another cleaner. And how do you try to communicate proper concentrations of these caustic chemicals? And what does that look like for contact time? What are you worried about as a team lead?
Yeah, no, that is a really, really great point, because when we're setting up those emergency shelters, you're dealing with people who maybe do not work in a shelter on a regular basis. And So you hand them, you know, a product and you say, mix this at this ratio. And what we find is they just kind of do what they think is best. And a lot of times, if a little bit is good, more is better. And as we know, that is not safe. It's not effective and it's not cost effective. So what I really like about this Shield product is that it is incredibly safe and it kind of takes the guesswork out of things. David, what can you tell us about the safety of the Shield product for people who are maybe not used to working around caustic chemicals, things that have to be mixed? I mean, why is Shield a superior product for that?
I guess one of the big things is that you don't have to use PPE when you're using Shield. That's how safe it is. If you get it on your skin, it's actually helping accelerate healing or any issues that you have on your hands. So if you're using the disinfectant and you're disinfecting an area and you spray it on your hands on accident and you have a cut on your hand, well, you're killing any viruses that or any infections that are there or growing there, and you're already helping that area heal. So, or I would say you're already helping accelerate the healing in that area. So that is a big plus with us. You know, if you breathe it in, it's not going to hurt your lungs. There's nothing toxic in this product at all. Again, it's in your bodies already. So anything and anywhere that you would have this product touch, even on the inside of you, it's already there. So you're just helping accelerate healing for any issues that you have.
Yeah, and I really like a couple things, you know, especially out in the field where we may be limited to fresh water to dilute anything, is that we can use the Shield cleanser at full strength, wipe out a crate, spray it down with Shield cleanser. While it's still wet, we can put a new animal in there, because many of these things that Shield cleansers kill, it kills on contact. We don't have to have a lot of sit time. And if that animal goes in there wet, and it licks the side of the crate because it wants to lick the side of the crate, it's not going to hurt the animal. We have so many horror stories of people cleaning crates without proper PPE, and their skin literally starts to slough off their hands before they're done. Not to mention, as Carla said, things that get in the air that could be toxic, where we have to actually remove people for their own safety. So as we're spraying down crates, as we're dealing with pens now, guys, this is not going to disinfect poo. If you got poo there, you got to take gross decon measures, get the poo out, put a little, you know, soap and water, whatever you're going to use to clean it out, and then you can finish off with the disinfectant on top of things. So it's not the miracle cure for cleaning poo. You got to get the debris out of the way first. But I'll tell you what, this is a funny story. I had brought some of the product home the other day, and it had been raining, and so my goats were inside their pen the whole day. Lots of feces, lots of strong urine smell. So I got all the feces out, I got all the hay out, and I sprayed this on the urine in the goat pen. And immediately, I could tell a reduction. And by the end of the day, when I went out in the evening, the urine smell was gone out of my goat pen. So you guys that have cat odors or pet owners, is that this doesn't have a residual perfume smell to it. It just goes in and attacks that odor at a microbial level and removes it. And I'm not going to say it removes it for good. You may have to reapply, especially if your animal has incontinence issues or whatnot. But it really did make a difference in that pen. So working inside the house is the same. David, as we wrap up, any other testimonials you want to share out to the crew?
So I went to a kennel show in Lebanon, Missouri a couple of weeks back. And out of that, I got 85 new customers. And so yesterday and today, I've been calling all of those customers, checking up on the products that they bought, from the disinfectant to the wound spray and the eye and ear wash. And I have yet to have a negative connotation said about anything. In fact, I have several of them that are going to send me before and after pictures of wounds and ear issues that are praising the product. One lady said in particular, she said that she has golden retrievers that she raises, and they constantly have ear issues and yeast infections in their ears. She said she used my product in their ears, the Ion Ear Wash, and within 3 days, completely gone. No issues at all. So no vet bills, no chemicals, no expensive prescriptions, just my all natural product.
Yeah, that's an amazing testimonial in use with that.
So David, I have one question. I know one of the things that comes up a lot when I talk to people on disaster response teams and shelter work and animal control is the shelf life of a product. Some of these products are very expensive. We buy a gallon of it and we use a fourth of it and all of a sudden its shelf life is gone. What kind of shelf life does Shield have?
A couple of important things. We have two disinfectants. We have one with a 500 part per million EPA approved rating, and then we have another that is 160 parts per million, again approved by the EPA. The 500 part per million has a 30-day shelf life. The important thing to remember about that is if you open that gallon and put in a couple of drops of water, you have just taken it below 500 parts per million, and there's not a shelf life expiration date on it anymore. The 160 part per million product that we have has no expiration date on the product itself.
Yeah, and that's real important. You know, we talked about that as the Shield products have been around for several years now. We wanted to make sure that, you know, during the disaster time, we may, or during Blue Skies time, we may not be using product as much as when we're out and we're going through it like crazy in the field, because we'll have it in every boat and every truck. And, you know, if you're an animal control officer listening to this, using this in your truck every time you get out is an important feature, because you need to be spraying your boots off. You need to be spraying your floorboards out. You need to be spraying your trucks out. And again, this is not something you have to dilute. It's not going to smell. You can just let it sit and dry, and you can be putting your animals in there every day. So every animal control unit across the country should be ordering cases of this, because you're going to go through it and it's going to be a safe product. And again, ASAR is not going to stand behind a product if we haven't used it and we don't believe it, and we're not going to sell you snake oil. But I do want you guys to consider what you're currently using, pros and cons of it. And then if you want to try a Shield product out, David, how do people get a hold of you to try this stuff out and make some orders?
Well, my website is shieldcleansers.com. Once they put in all their information on the website, that will immediately send me an email, and I can contact them about what exactly they want and that they need. Or they can simply call me. My phone number is on the website. It's 913-731-8948. I take calls day and night.
All right. So let's spice it up a little bit. If they call you and say, hey, I got your information off the ASAR podcast, could you throw them a little discount saying, ah, that's great. Let me give you a little bit off the top.
I absolutely will discount anybody that calls and tells me or puts in the notes of the order online that they got the information from the podcast. Would absolutely give a discount for that.
There you go, guys. You have your podcast coupon right there. There's no reason for you not to try this product. I can guarantee that it'll be something that you will want to invest in once you start to use it, just because it is so easy. It takes so much time out of rinsing and working with caustic chemicals, and really will improve your field service.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to us today. David, thanks for being on the podcast and telling us about Shield. Like Eric said, if you've been around ASAR for the last few years, you know that we're not out there selling a lot of products. Anything that we endorse is something we use ourselves and we stand behind. So this is another one of those products like that. We really encourage you to ask us questions and be on the lookout for more information. And we're going to have testimonials and pictures out there of people that have used this product. And once again, just contact David if you have any questions. Thank you for joining us today. Check out our Facebook and Instagram pages at ASAR Training. And don't forget to stop by our website at asartraining.com.